The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph, too, went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping night watch over their flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was a multitude of the heavenly host with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Do not be afraid, for today, for us, is born a Savior. In modern times, whenever you go to the movies, 9 out of 10 movies are about superheroes. It's another Marvel movie, or Star Wars movie, or something with superheroes and villains. We love the motif, we love the action, we love the story of someone who is a hero against a villain. The good against evil. Evil is always trying to take everything for themselves. And the good is always trying to save everything and offer everything, even themselves. Today, in this day and age, when we think of our faith, when we think of Jesus Christ and what he's given to us, it's actually the same thing. Jesus is everything. Evil, Satan, sin, he wants to take everything from us, even our identity. He wants us to forget who we are in God and in Christ. In Jesus, we find the answer. We find everything. In fact, Jesus is the new everything. Jesus is the new Jerusalem. He is what every son and daughter of Israel has been waiting for. He is the new temple, the new law, the new path that leads to salvation. Jesus opens for us and his disciples a new and eternal Jerusalem. But Jesus is also the new Adam. The fall from original grace and original sin came from the choice of Adam and Eve, our first parents, in that story in the garden. But through Jesus, we have the restoration of original grace. Jesus restores original happiness and relationship with God. Jesus comes to restore all things in and through the transformative power of his life, of his birth, of his death and resurrection. The transformative power of the cross. Where Adam failed, Jesus is victorious. Jesus is the new covenant, the new promise of Jerusalem. The promise that was made in ancient law is restored and becomes new through the cross of Jesus. Through the incarnation, through his birth, and the prophetic life of Jesus, also through his passion, his death, and resurrection, Jesus conquers sin and saves the world. And it all begins here. It begins in Bethlehem. It begins in this manger. With Jesus and with his church, we are redeemed. We are set free. We are members of his body. And we are on our way to the new and eternal Jerusalem. But that's not it. Jesus is also the new David. He is, rightfully so, a king. He was born into and brought into David's legitimate house. Saint Joseph is actually from the house of David. Jesus and Joseph, they were father and son. Joseph is, of course, the foster father of Jesus, but Joseph is also a legitimate heir to the kingdom of Israel. Of course, we know Jesus was born into a humble household. Saint Joseph would never have sought out any kind of power or royalty. He never sought to be known, or as we hear in the scriptures, he never even sought to be heard. He was obedient to the will of the Father. Joseph was a builder, a teacher, a husband and father, and he helps Jesus to love the life of a simple and poor and humble servant. Jesus himself grows up not in royalty, but as a worker, a man dedicated to his family and his Jewish faith. Jesus learns from this home that he grows up in, from Joseph, his father, from Mary, his mother, and our blessed mother, from his heavenly father. He has many teachers. From the beginning, Jesus is being formed to embrace his saving mission for the world. This manger and this cross are not far from each other, not only in this church, but also in the life of Jesus. Both are the throne of Jesus the King. He begins in this manger where animals come to feed, and it culminates in the cross of Jesus, where he offers his life in sacrifice. They are his true throne, where he gives his life for the salvation of the world. Jesus proclaims that he is the new everything. In the birth of Jesus, he empties himself to become one of us. God becomes flesh. Jesus offers his whole life so that he can call us to himself, to be his disciples. He becomes poor and weak. He embraces poverty and simplicity. He was born as food, the bread of life, the Lamb of God, Savior of the world, so that he can experience, or we can experience, fully and completely Jesus in the flesh. The fullness of encounter with Jesus. This should be our life's goal. It should be the only thing we pursue. Fullness of encounter with Jesus. We can't continue to be bound by our doubts, our sins, our fear. We can't continue to be bound by the lies and misdirection of the evil one. Don't be afraid to embrace what God has called you to be. Saints in the church, disciples of Jesus, followers of God. Jesus spends his whole eternity pursuing us. How will we respond? Even if you are caught up in sin and can't seem to find your way out of a life of addiction or scorn or trouble or suffering, he's pursuing you every day, saying, "Come to me, do not be afraid. Today a Savior is born for you." Jesus pursues us and loves us, and we must respond. We have to persevere in relationship with Jesus. Look at this nativity, this scene where Jesus is born into the world. From this place, we see the fullness of the glory of God. From the manger, Jesus comes to us, and he is the one who changes everything. Here we see our Savior, we see our King, we see our food, we see our true identity. You are missionary disciples of Jesus. You are sons and daughters of the Father. Jesus loves you and is calling you to greatness, not to comfort, not to mediocrity. Jesus is calling us to greatness. What do we see in this manger? We see everything there. Our identity, our life. Jesus in the flesh, God reaching out to the world, saying, "Here I am." God is with us. Go and pursue Jesus in your life. He's waiting for you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.